Well, there's a bit of a history here and a context that I think is very important. And South Africa's history is particularly important when you look at the role of trade unions today, because the ideology of the ruling political party, the ANC, goes is found somewhere in, let's call it, in a leftish kind of political ideology, like, for example, socialism or maybe even communism. In fact, they are in a coalition war in the so-called tripartite alliance with the South African Communist Party as well, and of course with KUSATU, which is a major trade union federation in South Africa. So the ideology is leftish. And the really reason why the ideology is kind of leftish is because that is the origin of the ANC, and I would argue of the South African Communist Party, and to an extent organized labor in South Africa as well, because it goes back to the 1920s, where the world basically split between the individualist kind of approach, like the Western world, or a socialist kind of approach, like the Eastern world, the then Soviet Union and the Communist Party, China. But what is important, if you look at the economies of 100 to 150 years ago, economies then functioned around the primary and the secondary industries. Typically, people would work in mines and on farms. They still do, but the kind of works are completely different. And people also worked in factories then. But if you look at the factory today, a factory is completely different to what it was 100 or whatever years ago. Because 100 years ago, there were people in blue overalls working with greasy hands and putting cars together, for example. And today, the factories do not look like that anymore. Factories today, you've got robots there, you've got people with white overalls, and they are artificial intelligence experts and programmers and things like that. And I think legislation in South Africa, labor legislation, simply lack do not reflect the modern economy. They still think, labor organizations and labor legislation is still thinking amongst the lines of labor working in these sweated, hot kind of factories where people are, and quite often were, exploited. Of course, there are still factories like that. But the modern economy is completely different. The modern economy functions in the cloud. The modern economy is based on technology. The modern economy is based on very specialized skills, and it's not what it used to be. And I think so our labor legislation in South Africa is outdated, and I would also argue that the ideological base of many of our organizations like USATU, the South African Communist Party, or even ANC, their ideology is outdated as well and does not fit in the modern economy.
Yeah. Our studio is, Mr. Roth, is based in Salt River, that was once a thriving suburb for the textile industry in Cape Town. Yeah. And many within the textile industry who had previously worked in these textile factories blame the unions for a decline in essentially this particular industry and an increase in imports, particularly from China. Do you think those are fair criticisms, I guess, on trade unions?
Well, there are many things that I think can be blamed for that, but certainly yes. Trade unions, if you look at trade union members, they are usually much better remunerated than not non-unionized workers. And it makes sense because a trade union, they organize themselves very well and they can stand up to a worker that can be sometimes be a little bit abusive. So let's accept that. But so yes, trade unions, and I'm not against trade unions, don't misunderstand me. But what also has happened is that quite often they increase the price of manufacturing stuff in South Africa to a level where South Africans are just not competitive anymore. And the result of that was that many of these factories simply closed down because we can't and couldn't compete with the Chinese, as an example. But that's not the only reason. I would argue that the far more important reason is that we are just not preparing our people for the modern economy. The skills development in South Africa is just not there to compete against the real giants like the Chinese, for example. And if we don't change the way that we train and the skills development system in South Africa or the education system in South Africa, it's going to be extremely difficult for South Africans to compete with these really very, very well-skilled and resourced economies like, for example, the Chinese. But you're right. I think the trade union certainly contributed to the collapse of the manufacturing industry in South Africa.
Yeah. What do you see the role of trade unions being going forward?
Well, I still think they have a role, trade unions going forward, but a diminishing role. Because the traditional view of a trade union is to protect the workers, to make sure that the living conditions and the working conditions and enough things like, for example, leave and paid leave and things like that. That is a traditional role of a trade union. But what they're lacking is that they do not understand that today people do not work in factories, or fewer and fewer people working in factories. And quite often people are individuals in the sense that they, and a very good example is that the so-called swallows coming to South Africa, the foreigners coming to live in South Africa, and they work here because they've got a good internet connection and the wonderful weather in South Africa, for example, and it is a cheap country to live in. Understand that and realize that and prepare your members to be part of the gig economy, the service industry, and I'm afraid that the trade unions still find themselves somewhere in the 1920s. So yes, there's still a role for them, but it's a different role, and understand that.